This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning is intensified for the third phase of general elections, with top leaders of major political parties making strong pitch to woo the voters through rallies and roadshows across the country. 95 parliamentary constituencies across 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. A total of 1,351 candidates are in the fray in the third phase. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a rally at Porbandar in Gujarat today. Mr. Shah expressed confidence that India will be among the top 3 economies in the world during the third term of NDA government. He credited Prime Minister Narendra Modi for historic decisions, including the abrogation of Article 370, the construction of the Ram Temple, the successful tackling of the menace of terrorism and Naxalism, and bringing peace in the country. Mr. Shah criticized the Congress Party for polarization policies and vote bank politics. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a rally at Dharmapur in Valsad district of Gujarat. She said that a party of voter to power will bring employment guarantee scheme like MJ Narega for 100 days of guaranteed work in urban areas. She said the Congress will also allocate a special budget for tribal people and work for the welfare of the poor, farmers and downtrodden as guaranteed in its manifesto. Ms. Vadra attacked the ruling party on critical issues such as inflation and unemployment. The state is witnessing single-phase polling for 25 seats in the third leg of the Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally at the Tapovan grounds in Kolhapur city of Maharashtra this evening. 11 seats in Maharashtra, including Kolhapur, Hutt, Kanangale and Latur, will go to polls in the third phase. Prime Minister Modi will also hold a public meeting at Vasco in Goa this evening. Voting in Goa will be held in single phase for 2 parliamentary constituencies on the 7th of next month. With the conclusion of the second phase of Lok Sabha polls yesterday, voting is now completed in the 11 states and 3 union territories. These include Kerala, Rajasthan, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Sikkim, Manipur, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Mizoram, Arunachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, and union territories of Puducherry, Lakshadweep, and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. A voter turnout of nearly 61% was recorded in the second phase of the Lok Sabha polls. 88 parliamentary seats went to polls in this phase. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters from various walks of life participating enthusiastically despite the heat wave. In Uttarakhand, 575 forest fire incidents in the hilly districts of Garhwal and Kumaon divisions have affected approximately 700 hectares of land. Kumaon Mandal has seen the highest number of 313 wildfire incidents. According to the State Fire and Disaster Management, the wildfires have resulted in an economic loss of 14,41,771 rupees to the forest wealth. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has assured that efforts are underway to control the fire in Nainital district. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue over East and South Peninsula India to the next 5 days. The severe heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over Gangetic West Bengal, some parts over Odisha, and over sub-Himalayan West Bengal. On the other hand, there is a forecast of heavy rainfall over Northeast India to the next 4 days. Centre has allowed export of over 99,000 metric tons onions to 6 countries, Bangladesh, United Arab Emirates, Bhutan, Bahrain, Mauritius and Sri Lanka. The government has also allowed export of 2,000 metric tons of white onion cultivated specially for export markets in West Asia and some European countries. In December last year, the export of onion was prohibited to ensure adequate domestic availability against a backdrop of estimated lower kharif and rabi crops in 2023-24 as compared to previous year. In IPL cricket, a match between Delhi Capitals and Mumbai Indians is underway at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Delhi Capitals were 113 for no loss in 7 overs a short while ago. Mumbai have won the toss and opted to field first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.